In a park in central Kiev, military drills teaching the basics of combat to civilians from all walks of life. This is how young people like Arsen Herasimenko, a student in the science of plants, spend their weekend.
Came naturally. I just have to protect my family. Of course, I hope that this situation would de-escalate and I can continue my scientific work and not be affected by war.
It's all part of a program to become member of the territorial defense units. They are run by regular military officers or combat veterans like Igor Rajonov, who first served in the then Soviet army.
I don't feel comfortable fighting the Russians. We're all Slavic, but we're on our own land and we have to defend it. We understand the situation. It's not nice to kill someone, but sometimes we have to. I feel responsible for these young people.
Similar drills are happening all over Ukraine. The government is hoping to form up to 25 brigades to be deployed in cities around the country. Last year, Parliament passed a law that allows ordinary citizens to join these territorial defense units. Now, they are part of the country's strategic defense plan, and their role is to provide popular resistance in case the Ukrainian army is overwhelmed. These units are now part of the military, alongside the Navy, Air Force, and Army. 32% of Ukrainians say they are willing to enlist. They won't carry heavy weaponry. That is left to the regular army. It's now better equipped as military support pours in from several Western countries. But for Marta Uskiv, the role of these popular resistance units is crucial, even though she can find herself in harm's way.
Our main task is to support army not in the front line but on the back, and also to protect infrastructure, to support civilians. I'm afraid that nobody knows what's going to happen, but it's better to be prepared, actually, because it could change any time, and nowadays it changes very quickly.
U.S. and Russian diplomats haven't made any progress yet. The uncertainty has gone up a notch, and with it, the urgency among Ukrainians to mobilize sooner rather than later. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Kiev.